bittersweet like a mango drink. I'll be the one for me. I don't know right now, but maybe we'll see. Oh, talking about matrimony. Patience, I need it so much. A hunger and thirst for that touch. Yeah, hey, I think you know what I'm trying to say.
Welcome to the House of Burdens podcast. This is our first shot at this, and my first time playing with the Audacity software, which is some free open source software. You can download it over at SourceForge, and I have to say, it's pretty terrific. I was going to do this with my Fostex 8-track digital, and this is just a lot simpler, and actually a lot simpler than the N-Track Studio as well. So it took me a couple of minutes just now, even though it sounds as though it was instant, as though I instantly was just continuing my conversation. But I actually had to figure out why the program wasn't allowing me to cut or to save as or do any of these other things. And I'm still not sure why. I guess I should read the directions instead of just playing with this. But it seems to be working fine. Other than that, there are also some cool sound effects here, which I'm going to play with now a little bit. You can amplify yourself. I'm not going to bother to demo that. But you can also bass boost. I wonder what my voice would sound like bass boosted. Audacity also allows you to change pitch
or to change the speed or tempo.
It's got a compressor. Oh, and it also has echo effects.
Echo effects.
Echo.
Echo.
Echo. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. And all kinds of other stuff. Boy, it could... wah-wah effect. Let's try this one.
Wah-wah effect. Wah-wah. My brain. Sweet.
So now it's been another 10 or 15 minutes or so since I was playing with this last time, and... in the interim, I have changed a really awfully disgusting, messy diaper. And I brought Kristen in here to look at the software and show her the stuff, and she's in the process of transferring hand soap from one bottle to another because she liked the shape of the bottle of the second one better than the first. She felt that functionally the first bottle was superior in that you could get all the soap out of it with the plunger instead of just some of the soap, or the pump, I mean. Anyway, so I brought her in to show her this, and she not only is not impressed, but has rolled her eyes and made disparaging comments about... Wait, go ahead. All right. If I don't know if you could hear or not, she's not on mic, but she said she rolled her eyes and didn't make any comments yet. But no, you did. You said something about Alyssa's blog. Just in not anything negative about Alyssa's blog or her podcast, but just that you accused me of following on her heels, right? Well, yeah, I guess that's true. I guess for me to have taken that as a disparaging comment, I would have to... Well, anyway, Alyssa's blog is very good. It's about TV, alyssabame.com. Okay, so another couple of minutes has passed, and Kristen has brought up a chair so that instead of being off mic, you can actually hear what she's... in what way she's disparaging me.
Hello.
I think you're going to have to be louder.
Hello. Hello, hello. See, I can do my own echo effects with a button.
Right, but it's cooler with the button.
I think it's cooler to do it yourself.
It would be, except that with the button I can add it post-production. You know what I mean? So I don't have to decide that I want an echo effect in here right now. I can listen to it later, and if I want one, I can add one, and if I don't, I don't have to add one.
I think if you have time to think about it, you probably will choose not to. Oh, sounds like someone's hurt. You okay?
Okay, so...
He said yes.
He said he's okay.
Wait, I'm just going to make sure.
It's the way that the kids play right now, it's very difficult to tell if they're injured or if they're pretending that they're injured because they're pretending they're like a rescue hero has fallen into a ravine. If you're not familiar with the rescue heroes, they're these plastic clay action figures with giant feet. Anyway, and they fall into a ravine, or Sophie's stuffed animals get injured, and the kids emulate their pain. And so
he just hit his head on the piano bench. Not enough to, you know, really injure him. He's okay.
Okay. So anyway, so it's things that are going on. This is if let's say that this were the Burden Family podcast. Things that are going on. We've got 2 weeks left of Lent, which means that very soon Kristen will be able to eat chocolate again.
Woohoo!
And I'll be able to drink again.
Woohoo!
And also the baby is due any day. So, and the baby has dropped, by the way, which means that Kristen, you have no excuse for, whispering because you have full lung capacity.
I'm not whispering. I'm just having a hard time leaning over here and. I don't have a lot of room to lean over my big obstruction.
That's true. We finally went to the hospital today. The baby's due like tomorrow, and we finally drove the route to the hospital and saw where it was.
Because we're delivering at a hospital that we normally wouldn't have to deliver. We are actually right down the street from the hospital that we originally thought we'd be delivering at. But as it turns out, the midwife group that I see, their backup doctors are over at a hospital across town. And the reason I have to go there is because I'm having a VBAC.
Okay.
Which is, for those of you who don't know, is a vaginal birth after cesarean. And because of the low risk of problems, relatively low risk, they're still considered a risk. And anyway, I have to be somewhere where their doctors are present. It's a politics thing, as far as I can tell, by the way I've heard people talk about it. So this is an inconvenience to me and to the midwives, and I may very well not have a midwife there if they're busy at the other hospital. So I'm going to a hospital I don't know anything about, and I don't know any of the doctors. But, you know.
It looks nice, though. It's like a hotel.
It looks like a hotel, yeah. So, and there's valet parking, so, well, maybe we went to a hotel by accident.
You know, I just want to point out that right there is a great example of why we might want to use echo effect after the fact. You know, when you say vaginal birth after birth
C-section,
I mean, that would be perfect for well, maybe, we'll see. So the kids are back. Do you guys want to say hi?
Was it? Nope, they just came for a bird.
Essentially, do you want to say hi to who? My mom, Rick. Who else is going to listen to this?
I don't know. Who knows? Do you want to say hello to the people out in Podland? Poopland?
Not.
Podland. He heard what I said. Any excuse to say poop.
David is a big fan of scatological humor. And he's allowed to use it as long as he remembers the word for it.
I guess. Her skirt on backwards, by the way. That's why her skirt's on backwards. The flowers go in the front.
Huh.
Huh. He does that so he doesn't have to dress her or do anything.
Yeah.
He put her in a prom dress for church one day because I asked him to get the kids ready. And I'm like, she can't wear that. She's all dressier than everybody.
But she looked nice.
It was inappropriate.
You can never be overdressed, only underdressed.
Well, she made the rest of us look like slobs.
We are slobs. We're being shamed.
We don't need to do that to be shamed.
All right, so anyway, I'm gonna pause it here.
Okay, and we're back, and we've got now David and Sophia are actually ready to talk on the mic, anxious to hear their voices. So David, scatological humor, what's the gist of it? Right. Sophie, scatological humor?
Meow, 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 meow.
They're, I... really.
We've been working with it real hard.
Yeah, they're both real literate and verbal.
Hey.
Sure.
Dr. David speaking. Can I be recording on your microphone? Are you scared of magical? The spellist? Hey, that mommy pretty skirt dress. I got a copy in my hand. Do you have a mommy and a daddy? Daddy, down here. You like you are this kind of here.
Sophie would like to.
Oh, okay. Sophie. Here goes Sophie.
I really want to enjoy the microphone for that for ballet lesson for Kitty Pochette. Oh, hello, hello, it's Betty. Oh, Jella. Chupa.
I don't know what kind of podcast.
Spado is going on your shoulder today. That's a Chupa Duba being in the toilet. Chupa Duba running in the pond.
Right, good. We don't just talk about bodily functions here.
No more than any other family with young children, I don't think. David, this would be a great opportunity for you to do your Australian accent for everyone.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, sorry, dear one, you're up, please.
Shit.
It's perfect.
I'm chopping it on eyes and the glass and speakers.
Yes, David. Everything that we said is going to be on here. Now, I think we ought to let this one go on an up note and go eat all that leftover corned beef and cabbage from dinner yesterday. So, can everybody say goodbye for now? Next time we chat with you out there, Isabel will probably be here with us also.
And we won't have time to do this anymore.
So,
it's our first and last.
Say goodbye,
Sophie. Goodbye. Adios.
Very good.
And we'll be back soon, so don't miss a thing.
I think I see another microphone in your future, David.
Yeah, we'll be back soon.
And we'll be Tooby Spooby Story.
Right. Oh, by the way, music is by Sib from the PodSafe Audio website. Sib, Roger Bibb, Entertainer, Unique Corpus Band.
Patience, I need it so much. A hunger and thirst for that touch. Yeah, hey, I think you know what I'm trying to say. Patience, cause everything comes.